Okay. All right. It's take two, Saturday morning, 9 September 2023. I hope you watched, saw, heard, listened to the podcast from earlier today. It was a good one. I want to continue along that theme. And again, this is the forbidden topic. You don't talk about these things. You don't say things that are against God's holy people, according to the modern evangelical, and the Jews, of course, will do everything they can back up that false notion. First of all, they're not Jews. They're people that have converted to the Talmud. First of all, they're not Jews. Now, you say, well, who are you to say that they are not? All these are good questions. All these are fair questions. Who am I to say that a tranny's not a man or not a woman, right? The people today in 2023 that claim to be Jews, 95% chance their ancestors converted to the Talmud. Ashkenazic Jews are sons of Gomer, who in turn were sons of Japheth. They're not even a Semitic people. Ivanka Trump converted to Judaism, converted to the Talmud. What makes her a Jew? Because she's sworn allegiance to the Talmud? Esther 8, verse 17, talks about how people, massive numbers of different nationalities, converted to the Jews. They become Jews. This is centuries before Jesus Christ. Centuries before Jesus Christ, they converted to the Jews. They were terrified of them. So we're going to join you. Esther 8, 17, the whole book of Esther, you've read it wrong your whole life. You claim these are the people of God, the chosen people of God. They're literally Antichrist and have been for 2,500 years. They're the whore of Babylon. They're the false wife that rides the beast, that controls and directs the beast. The beast is a world empire, many world empires. My biblical basis for that is the book of Esther. The Persian Empire is one of the beasts in the book of Daniel. And the Jews go in and they take it over. Jews thrive in multicultural, multi-ethnic environments where they get in, they weasel their way into power. That's why these multicultural empires like the United States are inherently self-destructive, because it becomes a breeding ground for the synagogue of Satan. Oh, but they're not. But you're talking about the false Jews. Listen, anybody that converts to the Talmud's Antichrist. And you got a people out there whose ancestors from over 1,000 years ago converted to the Talmud. They didn't convert to Jesus Christ. They never followed the law and the prophets. Jesus Christ was very clear. If they believed the law and the prophets, they would have believed in me. Lazarus and the rich man, they die. Lazarus is up in heaven. He's happy. The rich man, he's down in hell. He's burning in flames. Jesus Christ taught this. Jesus Christ taught this. Eternal flame. And the guy in hell, he says, look, send Lazarus to help. He says, no, but can't. And he says, well, look, they'll listen to him. If somebody rises from the dead, they'll listen to him. Abraham said this. He says, listen, if they won't believe in Moses and the prophets, they will not believe if somebody rises from the dead. Now, there's this modern myth. Again, it's a modern myth that somehow, some way, somewhere along the way, the people that call themselves Jews, although they're not, but they're liars, they're going to magically and suddenly get saved and be born again and turn to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, he's on the way to Jerusalem. He looks at the fig tree and he said, may nobody eat fruit from you again forever. 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 That's done. That's gone. Forever. And I don't care if they do have some distant relationship to Jacob, renamed Israel. I don't care. So did Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot was probably the one true Jew amongst the 12 disciples. The other 11 were, O ye men of Galilee, according to the angel of God. He didn't say, O Jews. He didn't say, O Jews. He said, O ye men of Galilee. The one Jew betrayed Jesus Christ. He was Judas Iscariot, which means He's from Kerioth, which is in southern Judea. What does he do? He sides with the Jews. If you want to know who the whore of Babylon is, the Bible interprets the Bible. Go back and look who the whore is. Look at Ezekiel. Look at Hosea. Look at Jeremiah, I want to say 3. And you go back and so this is the wayward people of the sons of Israel. Stephen verified this in Acts chapter 7. The prophets verified this. And Stephen quoted the prophets. He says, it wasn't me that you worshiped, was it, O house of Israel, when you came up out of the land of Egypt? You brought along the star of your god, Rapha, which is still displayed on the flag of the modern state of Israel. It's all there. These are the evil people. This is the synagogue of Satan. These are Satan's little babies. These are Satan's children, the devil's children, according to Jesus Christ. It's literally the whore of Babylon, Hosea, Ezekiel 16. This is the whore. It's the false wife. She who proclaims to be the chosen one of God, I sit here as a queen. I will, nobody's going to touch me. Those are words right out of the prophets. Riding the beast, riding the world empires. And again, Esther is the biblical example of that. They go in as the whore, as the whore, and they ride that beast. They ride the Persian Empire. They take it over. They keep figureheads out there pretending like they're in charge. Ahasuerus is a figurehead. But they run things, and they start murdering the people they don't like. 75,000 people, they murder. The Jews murder in the book of Esther. Nothing could be more false than calling the people that call themselves Jews God's chosen people. They're literally have sworn an oath of loyalty to Satan. They've renounced Jesus Christ. When you go back and you read the Gospel of John and 1 John and 2 John and the Revelation, you realize that the spirit behind that is the Holy Spirit, but the earthly author was John in all four of those books, five of those books, Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and the Revelation. And it's all tied together. Jesus Christ in the Gospel, he looks at the Jews, and he says, you're the devil's children. In 1st and 2nd John, he talks about the Antichrist. And he defines the Antichrist. It's those that reject the Father and the Son. Hello? Those that reject the Father. They're literally, now, there's been many Antichrists. And there have been for 2,000 years. I'd argue for longer than that. So I can say, well, the Muslim are Antichrist. Yes, the Jews Antichrist. Yes, the secular humanist is Antichrist. Yes. It's funny how, though, when you look at the Bible, it doesn't talk about the secular atheistic humanist. Doesn't talk about the Marxist. Doesn't talk about the homosexual. Doesn't talk about the WEFers, the World Economic Foundation guys. Talks about those that call themselves Jews, but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. It talks about those who call themselves Jews, but are, Jesus Christ called them the devil's children. And it's over and over and over and over and over. And I will cite as authority the Jews. I've done this many times. If you haven't heard me, it's out there. The Jews, many, many Jews have come out and written that the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, up through the book of Revelation, is inherently, fundamentally, irredeemably, they call it anti-Semitic, but it's anti-Jew. It's anti-Jew. They say it. You don't have to listen to Fritzberg. The church is trying to say, oh, no, we love the Jews. Jesus is a Jew. The New Testament's not anti-Semitic. You're just interpreting it wrong. No, the Jews themselves say, no, it's irretrievably anti-Christ. Fundamentally, irretrievably, irredeemably, inescapably anti-Christ. One guy, he came out, he's over 400 anti-Semitic verses in 3 of the Gospels alone. Jerusalem Post, August 5th, 2019, is the New Testament anti-Semitic. Go read it. I've posted links to that at bloodandfaith.com many, many times. Google it up. You do site, jpost.com, and then put in, is the New Testament anti-Semitic? Read it. Don't take my word for it. The Jews will tell you flat out, and they'll tell you their plan. They said, we got to get these Christians to either renounce these books of the Bible or get them to interpret these scriptures in a way that basically where they renounce what it actually says. And they've been very successful in doing just that. The church has gone the way of the Jews. The church says, yeah, we got the Word of God, but we don't like it. So we're going to overwrite the Word of God with the traditions of men. This is what's happened. Now, I can't be more serious about this. This is what's going on in the Christian church today. Judas Iscariot was called. He was chosen. He cast out devils. He healed the sick. He preached the gospel, and he betrayed Jesus Christ because he sided with the Jews. If you want to be friends with the world, you make yourself at enmity with Jesus Christ, at enmity with God, James 4:4. Oh, but the church can't be so deceived. Oh, the devil deceives the whole world. He deceives the church. Revelation 18. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the passion of her immorality, and the kings of the earth have committed acts of immorality with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich by the wealth of her sensuality. I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. What does that tell you? It tells you that God's people are in that whore. They're in there. They've joined them. They joined her. Come out of her, my people, so that you will not participate in her sins and receive her plagues. For her sins have piled up as high as heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. And we see this for 2,000 years. You see the corruption in the Roman church. But not only back then, but today. You see the corruption in the Protestant church. They want a nice, safe religion. They want a nice, safe religion that gets along with the world. We're not racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, or anti-Semitic like that crazy man Fritz Bergen is, or Jesus Christ was, or Peter, or Paul, or Stephen. Who do you think wrote that the Jews are hostile to all mankind? Who do you think wrote that? It was Paul. Paul wrote that. And he says these people, these Jews, they prevent people from hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ was to be saved. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. Oh, that's anti-Semitic. Well, you know what? Then you better be anti-Semitic. You better be as anti-Semitic as Paul. You better be as anti-Semitic as Jesus Christ, who called the Jews the devil's children. You better be as anti-Semitic as Jesus Christ, who said they're the synagogue of Satan. They're not even real Jews. They're Satan's children. They're anti-Christ. This is the liar. He who rejects the Father and the Son. This is the Antichrist. This is the Antichrist. The Antichrist is not coming. The Antichrist is here. The beast isn't coming. The beast is here. The false prophet's not coming. The false prophet is here. And the church is in with the whore of Babylon. And Jesus Christ said, come out of her. Come out of her. You're in it. You've sided with the world. You've sided with the Jews as treason against Jesus Christ. It's treason against Jesus Christ to side with these people that call themselves Jews. The church is out there running cover for them, making excuses for them, being silent in the face of their evil and their wickedness, of their child sacrifice, of their preventing mankind from hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ, according to St. Paul. And all the church can do is either be silent and suck their thumbs or bow down and grovel before the Jew and go out and be a false prophet and tell the world they're God's chosen people and they're literally the devil's little babies. According to Jesus Christ, John chapter 8, verse 44. Somebody's got some splaining to do. I'm telling you, somebody's got some splaining to do. And I don't want to go to the judgment day and have the man look at me and said, oh, so you sided with my enemies because you were terrified of my enemies. Is that right? You denied, literally denied what I said out of my mouth because you wanted to be friends with the world. You're a traitor. You're a treasonous little traitor. I think that's enough. Fritz Berger and BloodandFaith.com.